We've spoken a lot recently about the situation regarding migrants to this country. There's obviously clear xenophobic expressions in various groupings, but also there is the bureaucracy, which is also forms as acts of violence against people who choose to live and work in South Africa. Even if you are documented, regularized, is as the bureaucratic term suggests, regularized, the access to a job or an opportunity purely because of a bureaucratic problem often leads to the mental anguish of many migrants in South Africa. And was with shock that I learnt of a story this week of our Zimbabwean PhD candidate at Wits University, who in all intents and purposes was regularized in South Africa, had the legal right to live here in South Africa, unfortunately committed suicide over the weekend because of the bureaucracy of not being able to get a work permit, not being able to work. And I've heard of similar stories of friends of mine who say, I am legally in this country, but the bureaucracy, the red tape, and even the pure discrimination of some of the bureaucrats in this country makes me question my worth. Dr. Trust Matsilele is a political analyst, born in Zimbabwe, lives in South Africa, contributes to this our community. It's not the first time you would have heard a conversation like this by particularly migrants in South Africa who say, we live here, we are legally here, but still because of the bureaucracy of the state, we can't get a job, we can't survive. And that affects us, not the only our health, but also our mental health as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
The discussion on mental health on migrants in South Africa, I don't think we talk enough. In terms of your friends, colleagues, your family, what is the discussions that you have?
I think you started with one tragic case of a PhD candidate at the University of Witwatersrand who couldn't extend his study permit, and because of that ended up taking his life. I get to know one of his close relatives who is a professor at the University of Cape Town. Those are some of the challenges, right, that immigrants face, that because of bureaucratic hurdles, some end up failing to deal with those challenges. I think in this case, you have someone who would have been studying for a number of years, and because, PhD takes some time, and then at some point you have to extend your permit, and it just doesn't happen. And because you are not regularized, you automatically cannot register for a particular year, which is why you would see this kind of tragic event would happen at the beginning of an academic year, right? Because when you fail to register at the beginning of an academic year, then you're excluded for that particular year, and the natural next thing would be to move back to your country, which disrupts studies. So I think that classic case gives an indicator to some of the challenges. And it's not just being able to live in South Africa. It's being able to continue with your studies. And for some, they would have made extreme sacrifices to leave jobs and decide to come and study here, in part because of South Africa has the highest rated education in Africa, in part because it attracts first incredible local brands, but also brands from overseas. So most people would want to come and study here, also because of the international networks that South African universities have. And because of this bureaucratic hurdle, some people end up in unfortunate incidents, like in the case of Chuma.
I know the story of several families who maybe the parents have long tenured positions as visiting scholars, as clergy in South Africa, who've been here for a while, which means that their children have gone through a local education system. Their children are, in all intents and purposes, have a South African identity, but because of not being able to get a residency, even though they've lived maybe in South Africa for the last 10, 15 years, not being able to get a work permit based on that, simply just languish. They've been through education system, maybe have studied, but they can't get a job, even though their parents, their family has been here for a while. And I know of a few conversations that I've had with friends and family, say this is detrimental. It's I'm idle. I have nothing to do. I can't maybe even support this family. And when we talk about the violence of xenophobia and discrimination, we often think it's the Operation Tubulas of this world, but it's also the laws and the regulations of who is and who is not allowed to work.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. But of course, South Africa has its unique challenges, right, of high unemployment, especially high youth unemployment. So because of that, you have laws that inherently say you have to prioritize locals, which is understandable. And I think it's common practice globally. I don't think this is South Africa is an outlier. The challenge happens, for example, when you say you need this kind of skills and you have that person with that kind of skill set, but then you have a bureaucracy that just stops people from being employed. It's also unfortunate for children who are born here, socialized in this culture, but because of the identity which they inherit from their parents, they struggle to end up getting jobs. I think that's one of the greatest challenges, that people want to do the right things first. I think people who go through the back door find it much easier to just pay money and maybe get your documentation. But when you follow process, some of people end up like Chuma from Ibiza University, because you do everything legal, but still the system makes it hard for that person to be regularized, right? So issues of to do with jobs, I think you appreciate that because of B quotas that companies have to face. In certain instances, there is a benefit, especially if you are considering BE provisions, of employing a person with a foreign identity than a local. And it's very difficult to argue against these BE laws, you know, factoring issues of high unemployment, this economy that is struggling, but also competing over fewer scarce jobs. So, you know, a foreigner becomes a bogeyman. They become the targets, you know. I think you have seen from time and time again, especially in the media space, when there are flurry of xenophobic sentiments, you would hear some of the well-known journalists with foreign identities being, you know, trolled on social media, you know, because there's just this tendency that every job that is occupied by a foreign national could potentially be occupied by a local.
Dr. Trust Matsilela, I think it's an important conversation to start. Let me know about your experience. If you are a child or you are a migrant, regularized, allowed to live and study, but in order to get a job, to survive, how that affects your mental health. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.